Wednesday night. There's a din in Chayshe Mishpat that if you tell someone that you intend to give them a gift, a present, a bar mitzvah boy, you say, I'm going to get you something for your bar mitzvah. So if it's a matana mu'ete, you have to do it. You have to keep your word. A kinyan is not, there was no kinyan made, and Bezdin would not force you to give it to them, to him or to them. It wouldn't be a debt, but there's an in, this is the din of hin tzedek. You have to keep your word. So maybe it doesn't create a monetary obligation, but it creates a moral obligation, and you have to do it. You're supposed to do it. So that's only by matana mu'etes, by a relatively inexpensive gift. Because then, the idea being, then the person relied on you, took it seriously and assumed it's going to happen, so you can't back out. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to back out of what you said you would do. But if it's matana maruba, it's a very expensive, large gift, on the basis, you know, based on the person who said he'd be giving it. So then we say that there was no smichas das. Most probably the person who would be acquiring the matana would not rely that it would really happen if there was no kinyan made, or he was mesupik, he wasn't really sure, and therefore you indeed don't have to carry forth, since the person was not saimach. So if someone says they're going to buy you, let's say, they're going to get you a book, you know, a relatively inexpensive book, and you accept it, you know, so you relied on it, then they have to do it. But if they say they're going to buy you a gold watch, so then they're not mukhlif to do it. That's the difference between matana meruba and matana mu'etes.